tarik buat yang apriyan niyo ang Living for Jesus International. Pwede mo magpadala ng testimony, no? I-email niyo sila, ha? At ang giyan po, Andre, nga, i-sunda na pag-ayos gino, pwede niyo sulat ng tarang testimony, no? At to, ang Living for Jesus, kaya ng record, malungog na dito, no? Kanyan, masulat ko dito ang inyong mga testimony, no? Okay?
If you want to go on our website, we put all these messages up on the website with the interpretation, just what you're hearing now. I'm recording it, and we put it up on the website. So all the messages from the previous place we were at here last week, these, they'll all be up there. It's free. You can download it. You can listen to it. Everything on there is free. There's a book that I wrote that's on there. You can have it. It's free. What the book is, I went through the New Testament. And every scripture that talks about who you are right now in Christ, I put it in the book. It's just one scripture after another after another. If you will meditate on those scriptures, you'll get your mind renewed to who God says you are, as a daughter, as a son of God. And it'll change you. It will absolutely change you. It's free. You can have it. Everything we do is free. We never charge. We were in one of the African countries, and we were doing a crusade. And before we started, one of the pastors, local pastors, got up and he said this. He said, "We're taking an offering. And if you want to be healed, you need to give in the offering. And if you give very little, you get little healing. If you give a lot, you'll get more healing. If you give nothing, you get no healing." And we're listening to this. We're saying, "He is crazy. That's not the gospel. Jesus paid for our healing. It's without price for us. He paid the price." So here's what we did. He was done. They collected all the money from the people. And Casey was with me. We picked up the offering bucket. We went out there amongst the people. We said, "How many of you, you gave your grocery money? You gave the money you need to feed your family?" Everybody raised their hand because they all wanted to be healed. This is what we said. "We want all of you to come and take out of here what you need for your family." The people all came. They took all the money out of the offering. And we're looking at this pastor. He's going, and we told him, "Don't you ever do that again. You do not tell people that they need to pay for what Jesus paid for." Can you believe that? There's that kind of craziness going on out there. Wow. Here's the good news. Old Covenant says that you are blessed because of your obedience. If you're obedient to the law, you're obedient to the word, God blesses you. New Covenant, you are blessed because of Jesus' obedience. New Covenant, you are blessed Because of Jesus' obedience. There's no more working for blessing. There's no more begging for blessing. There's no more striving to get blessed. We don't pray for God to give us favor. Jesus paid for you to walk in the favor of God every day of your life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's the new covenant. A covenant ratified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Stamped with the blood of Jesus. It's your inheritance. You are blessed. Look at this scripture. Look at this. Oh, you got to see the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
I'm
not going to get there. Here we go. I'm sticking together. 2 Corinthians 1:20 and 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says, for all, how many is all? How much is all? If you study that word all to find out what it means, you know what it means? It means all. So he says, for all the promises of God, that's from the beginning all the way through the Bible, the entire Bible, every promise is in there. Old covenant says, if you will do this, God will bless you with this. If you will be obedient, God will bless you with this. He says here that all the promises of God, you ready? All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. God says, whatever promise you find in this Bible, whatever promise you find, you say, God, what about this promise? His answer to you is, for you, I say yes, and I say amen. Whatever promise you find, you say, God, what about this promise? He says, for you, I say yes, and amen. What does amen mean?
Believe.
What does it mean?
Affirm.
Thus shall it be for you. God says, in Christ, because he paid for you to be blessed in every way. God says, in Christ, all of his promises for you are yes and amen.
Amen.
Jesus paid for it. There's no working. There's no striving. There's no begging. There's no performing. There's no fasting and praying to get these blessings. It's only belief. Every promise in Christ Jesus is yes and amen for you. Wow. Wow. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, but of him, that means from God, You are in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom. He became for you righteousness. He became for you sanctification. He became for you redemption. When you put faith in Jesus, let me show you this. All right. This is your spirit. That's your spirit. That's your spirit. You're born again spirit.
Okay?
When you put faith in Jesus Christ, if this Bible is Jesus, it says that when you did that, the Holy Spirit put you, your spirit, in Christ. He put you in Christ. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. Where are you? The Holy Spirit puts you, He puts you in Christ. All right. So how does God see you now? Where are you? You're in Christ. How does God the Father see you? He sees you in Christ. Just as He sees Christ Jesus, He sees you. Because you are a spirit person now, born in heaven and put in Christ by the Holy Ghost. Does God the Father see Jesus holy? How does He see you? Why do we cry out for Him to make us holy? He made you holy. He became for you, I just read it, He became for you sanctification. That's the process of being made holy. He made your spirit holy. Your spirit is holy. Not saying your actions are holy. Not saying your thinking is holy. But the real you, the spirit person, is holy. Huh. Does God the Father see Jesus righteous? How does He see you? He sees you righteous. Yes! How does God the Father see Jesus? Does He see Him as His Son? How does He see you? Yes. Yes. Does He see Jesus with lacks? Is there something Jesus doesn't have? No. There is no lack. He sees Jesus complete. He sees you complete. Does He see Jesus anointed? How does He see you? How does He see you? Anointed. The issue is, how do we see us? You are not a soul man. You're a spirit man. You are not a soul man. There's this song in the United States that people sing. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. You are not a soul man. You are a spirit man. Filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Come on. My papers are sticking together. See, look at it, just stick. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord. Who's joined to the Lord? Your spirit has been joined to the Lord. It says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Now you got to get this. You got to get this. When you got born again, the Holy Spirit came to dwell inside your new spirit. And this is saying, you were made to be one with the Holy Spirit. Now, how many of you drink coffee? You drink coffee. How many of you put sugar in your coffee? Put sugar in your coffee. Okay. When you put sugar in your coffee, you stir it up. Can you get the sugar back out? Why? It's become one. Can you ever separate the sugar from the coffee again? No. Why? It's become one. It's no longer sugar and coffee. It's now sweetened coffee. It's now a new creation. It's not like the old creation. And now it's a new creation. You are now not just a spirit man, but you're a spirit man that's been made one with the Holy Ghost. Never to leave you, never to forsake you. You are one. Atom for atom, molecule for molecule, perfectly the same in every way. Hey! Hey! The fruit of the Holy Spirit is now the fruit of your spirit. What's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. You have that fruit in your spirit. Now listen to me. How do you get that released? Only believe. This is what I do. Holy Spirit, you and I are one now. We're one now. Thank you for manifesting your love through me today. Thank you when I have a stressful situation. Thank you for manifesting your peace through me today. Thank you. And guess what happens? I go through the day, all kinds of stressful situations. I get done the day. I look back on the day and I didn't get upset one time. I didn't get angry one time. Why? His fruit is my fruit. That's who I am. You're a spirit man filled with the Spirit of God. You're a spirit man with the same fruit as the Holy Ghost. Only believe. Only believe. That's That's it. Just believe. And he manifests. Wow. What if you don't believe? And you think you need to do all this. You need to try to be a good Christian. You need to try to earn the favor of God. This is what you do. Watch. You, Colossians chapter 3 says that your spirit, is hidden in Christ. That means when you're trusting in Him, the devil can't find you. But when you think you need to use your own strength, you need to use your own intelligence, you need to try to get the favor, you need to try to get the anointing, you need to try to do things in yourself, now what? Now the devil can see you. Hey! Stop that! No. It's Holy Spirit. I trust you. I can't live this life without you. I believe. I trust. Thank you for living through me. You got saved by His grace as you believe. You live the Christian life by His grace as you believe. That's the only way. And you stay hidden in Christ. And all of His promises are yes and amen for you. Do you understand? When I was a young Christian, I'm praying to God. I need you to direct me. What do you want me to do? And I kept seeing these numbers. 555.
Okay.
555. I wake up in the morning, 555. I see billboards, 555. I hear people say, I need $55.05. Everything's 555. I say, Holy Spirit, what is this? He said, look at Isaiah 55:5. Okay, look at Isaiah 55:5. This is what I did many, many years ago. Before I ever went out on any missions, I saw this. Here it is. Look at this. It says this, surely you shall call a nation you do not know. And the nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God. That's a promise. Where am I? I am in Christ. And all the promises of God are yes and amen for those who are in Christ. So I said that day, I said, from this moment, Holy Spirit, the nations of the world who don't know me are going to begin to call me. And I'm going to go to the nations. And I'm going to bring your gospel. Before I ever had any invitation, before I ever went anywhere, his promise is yes and amen. Do you know? You just heard the word. You just heard the promise. That promise is for you. If you believe, right now, you can take that same promise. Say, because I am in Christ Jesus, the nations will call me. I will go to the nations. Have you ever had that desire? Anybody ever had that desire? There's your promise. And God says, you know what I have to say to you? Yes and amen. Thus shall it be. So what does he do? What did he do with me? He began to prepare me. I stood on the promise. I'm going, and he began the process of preparing me to be able to bring the gospel to the nations. He will do the same thing to you. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of promises. I counted one time, 1,500, just the Old Testament, 1,500. If you will do this, God will do this. 1,500 promises. And now, because you are in Christ, that's 1,500 promises waiting for you to receive. Right now. Is that good news? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! How many of you get dreams? You have dreams. You don't know what they mean. Anybody ever have a dream you were pregnant? I'm talking to you guys too. I started having dreams that I was pregnant. Anybody else besides me have those dreams? Am I the only one? You know what's going to happen? Now you're going to start getting pregnant dreams. This is what he was saying to me. He said, you're pregnant with the call that I have on your life. And you're about to give birth. Many of you don't know that you're pregnant. You're pregnant. You are pregnant. You are pregnant. I'm pointing at the men. You are pregnant. You're pregnant. You are pregnant with the Word of God. Your mind has not been able to understand that. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. And you're going to give birth. Because it's supernatural. The Spirit of God impregnated you with a specific word for your life. He knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and an awesome future. It's specific plans that he has for every one of you. And he has impregnated you with them. From tonight, you're going to begin to see. In fact, you come back tomorrow night. Maybe we'll do a little dream interpretation.
Siguro upa magisulta o gamay ng mga pagtuon sa ona tong pagtaon sa pagsabot sa atong
nato. He give you a dream tonight. Maybe we'll interpret it for you tomorrow. The Holy Spirit does that. He gives them, and he releases the interpretation. Amen. Okay, and I pray tonight that many of you get pregnant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we want to pray, but we want you to pray. Who wants to see a miracle through your hands? Okay. Who's got some pain here right now? Anywhere. Pain anywhere. Who? You do? In your leg? Okay. Who wants to pray? Who wants to see a miracle? You do? Okay, you're right there. Okay. All right. Ask him, where's the pain?
Right there. You
put your hand there. Now you're just going to command. Say, I command that pain in the name of Jesus. Come out. Pain, come out. In Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, now I ask him to move his knee. Try it. Say, what's happening?
Gradual healing.
Gradual healing.
Gradual healing. Okay, pray again.
Okay, but
say, I command all that pain to come out. In Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What's happening? It's getting better.
No more pain.
No more pain. Hey! Hallelujah! Woo! Yeah! Yes! Yes, Lord! Hallelujah! Woo! Did you ever do that before?
Oh,
is this the first time? You did that before?
Oh.
Okay. You're going to do it again. And again. And again. And again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else with pain? Anybody else? No. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Everybody here has been healed?
Yes, Pastor. Sister is thinking now.
Oh, you got pain in your leg? You want to pray? Who wants to pray? Who wants to pray? Come on! There you go. You're just gonna pray a simple prayer. Just command the pain to go.
Command
the pain to go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, check it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Okay. Check it now. Move your leg.
Try.
What's happening? What's happening?
Okay, Usain is okay. After when he sits down like that position, it's hard for her to go down.
Yeah.
And up.
Still there? Malisod pa ka o lingkod? Malisod ka lingkod?
Yeah,
it's a pag-exercise. Okay, so what's happening?
He said that he
goes down. That position.
Is the pain still there?
Napagya po yung sakit kung wana ka?
The pain's still there.
Okay, pray again.
Okay,
how many times do we pray? Just keep praying. Until they tell you to stop or they get healed. Okay? You don't pray two times and say, oh, well, I guess God doesn't want to heal you. No! He decided 2,000 years ago to heal. Sometimes we get a stubborn devil wants to test us to see how long we'll pray, to see if we'll stand in faith. Is it better? It's okay now? Praise God. Praise God. Well, when you're praying with someone, talk to them. Ask them what's happening right now. We're watching to see what Holy Spirit is doing. Pray with your eyes open. If you want to worship with your eyes shut, that's fine. You want to pray in your prayer closet with your eyes shut, that's fine. When you're praying for someone, keep your eyes open. They may manifest a demon. There was this little lady I was praying for. And she said she had pain in her body. I put my hand on her head. I closed my eyes. And I said, I command the pain to leave. I didn't know that she had been abused by men. And she said, if another man ever puts his hand on me, I'm going to clobber him. Now I got my eyes closed. When I put my hand on her head, she went, she hit me, I hit the floor, and I slid across the floor. Oh! Because my eyes were shut. Keep your eyes open. If I had my eyes open, I would have seen her going, just, whoa, back up, way back up. Pray with your eyes open, okay? Because you don't know what's going to happen. Amen? Amen? Okay, what if you're praying for someone? Sometimes they can sense the presence of God on them, and they start praying. Maybe they're praying in tongues, but they're just like, oh, so, come on, they just start praying. Okay, you cannot take in if you're giving out. It's like trying to drink while you're talking. Can you drink while you're talking? What happens? You spill everything all over. So you tell them, Stop talking. Just receive. Stop talking. Just receive. Sometimes you may have to tell them, tip your head back, open your mouth, and just receive. And then they receive. But sometimes if they're just praying, they're not getting anything. I've had people anointing was so strong. Holy Spirit was so strong. And they're resisting. Comes back at me and knocks me on the floor. Because they're resisting. So just tell them. Relax. Be calm. Just drink in. Okay? It's not you. It's the Spirit. You are bringing the Holy Spirit to people. That's all we're doing. We're bringing people an encounter with God. That's all. Amen? Amen? Okay. So, we're gonna let you go. Unless somebody wants prayer for something else. Tomorrow night, we're going to have impartation. What was the place we were at just that? Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Hundreds of people on the ground. We didn't push anybody. It was amazing. The presence of God during that impartation was amazing. We're expecting He's going to do the same thing here. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Bring some more people that need to be healed. And we'll stay there and you can pray for them. We'll be right there with you. And you can get to see them get healed. Bring the sick people and you can get to see them healed. And they can be healed. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Okay. If somebody wants special prayer, you can stay. God bless you.
Lord, give us our spiritual science, our kinabuhi, understanding,